Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And away we go, ladies and gentlemen. Our numero dos of the Rob Brown Show begins right this very second. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that eventually ends at, as a matter of fact, it ends at 10 a.m. That's when Lonzo and I are going to head to the Fortress of Nerditude, knock out our administrative work, and call it a day. But between here and there, three more hours of sports talk excellence comes your way. My name is Rob Brown, the great Lonzo on the other side of the metaphorical glass. This AM, pushing the button, switching the switches that make us sound as incredible as we do each and every single morning, if you ask me, and probably not many other people. But we are good to go for hour two.
I beg to differ. The South Carolina Broadcasters Association also begs to differ.
As Sally Fields once said, you like us. You really like us.
Reigning, defending,
undisputed. I think. I don't know if I'm sure it's quite disputed, but it's all good.
That's the fun part. That's what keeps you hungry. To hate us.
Oh, you got to wait. You know the haters are real. They are. We got a lot to get to in this hour of the show. We got to get back to the Masters as Eldrick Tiger Woods set to take off. He's still got to finish round one. Got through 13 holes yesterday. One under on the day is good for T17 along with America's favorite golfer, Thor Bjorn Olesen.
Man, he looks old.
The dude. Thunder Bear.
Dude, I'm not that. He looks really old.
My guy, I don't mean to be rude. He's got you by years and dude's yoked. If that's what old looks like, I hope I age gracefully.
That's fine.
He is yoked.
You don't need to attack me. I'm just saying he looks really old.
I was going to say, I hope I look at that good 10 years from now. I don't look that good 10 years before that. I should probably go to the gym today.
No, you look fine. He just looks pretty old.
And I mean,
he doesn't look right without the Nike symbol on. Either.
I will say that is odd. That is odd with his new tiger.
Is he wearing glasses? That's my imagination.
No. He's got the puffy vest on. Got the Marty McFly vest on today, though.
You got to keep your core warm.
It's chilly this morning, man.
when you get older, you got to keep that core.
I went. I had to go with the waffle hoodie today. It's chilly outside.
What, waffle?
Yeah, it's like a waffle texture.
Oh, okay. I see it now. Yeah. All right.
It's chilly out.
Didn't know they called it that.
My man's 48 years old. Of course he's got to keep the core engaged. He's out there on the practice range right now. Tiger will take off at 8 a.m. along with the 27 guys who did not finish yesterday's first round. And then at 10 a.m. we will start round number two. That is early enough in the day that theoretically they should be able to finish up round two today. Round two probably going to be more challenging than... What am I doing? This is all part of the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know when you get to the office and start talking sports. You're going to talk about these things. It is the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports with your coworkers when you take that first break at 8:08 or whatever time it is that you are just over it because it's Friday and, you know, you don't want to be there, which is understandable. Let us begin, ladies and gentlemen, with item number one. As I was briefly getting to there before I realized that it is 7 o'clock in time to do the water cooler cheat sheet, the Masters underway at Augusta National Golf Course. Round one mostly completed yesterday. There are 27 golfers, including one Eldrick Tiger Woods, that do have to go finish their initial round today. Tiger made it through 13, got a start on 14, play the back four, five numbers. How do they work? Before he goes back out just before 4 p.m. to try to get round number two wrapped up in a day. That means, of course, that Tiger will be playing 23 holes today of golf. Going to be a big question about whether the ankle will hold up for him. We're going to keep an eye on that throughout the day and obviously throughout the weekend. As the leaderboard goes through round number one, Bryson DeChambeau is your clubhouse leader, and he stands alone at the top of the leaderboard. Bryson DeChambeau turned in a 7-under 65, had a chance at a 64. There have been, if I recall correctly, I think only six rounds of a 64 in the opening round of the Masters. DeChambeau had a long birdie putt to try to hit that mark, came up just a couple of inches off, tapped in to walk off a 65. He leads the odds-on favorite, a 3-to-1 betting favorite in Scottie Scheffler, who carded a 6-under 66 yesterday on Augusta National. Real interesting round from Scottie Scheffler. There was never a point in that round where you watched Scottie Scheffler hit a shot that made it feel like he was playing incredible golf. And that says more about Scottie Scheffler than it does anything else. This dude is hitting the ball so well that playing 66 golf, 6-under golf at Augusta National just looks easy. I mean, that's where this cat is. And yet he checked in behind Bryson DeChambeau. Some of the other names on the list as we speak: Max Homa still has to finish up his first round. He is in a group with Tiger, got 13 holes done yesterday, but he is 4-under as of right now, T4, along with a number of other players, including Danny Willett, who is at 4-under. Hatton is 4-under, Will Zalatoris 2-under, Neiman 2-under, Patrick Reed 2-under, Aberg is 2-under as well, Tommy Fleetwood and that glorious mane that he rocks on the course, 2-under, all those guys tied at T9. At T17, a bunch of guys knotted up at 1-under on the day. Van Ruin, Olesen, Thorbjorn the Thunderbear Van Olsen is 1-under. Lucas Glover, Tony Finau, Cantlay, Fitzpatrick, Rory, McIlroy, Hovland, all at 1-under. Smith at 1-under, and one amateur, Neil Shipley, finds himself at 1-under as well. All of those guys are T17. Sergio is at even. Thomas Schauffele, Lowry, Shank, Day, Harmon, Koepka, and Kim all at even. Lefty, Phil Mickelson, all those guys at even. By the way, T32. T42 is where you find Phil Mickelson at plus one. Henley, defending champion John Rahm, is 1-over. Clark, Rose, Cole, Bubba Watson, all T42 at 1-over. So is Adam Scott, the Gala DJ, Columbia Zone, at 1-over. Colin Morikawa in that group as well. At 2-over or worse, some notables. T54, Charles Schwartzel is down there. Camilo Villegas is at 2-over. Weir is at 2-over. Spieth is at 2-over. Singh is at 3-over. M is at 3-over. Sergio De La Fuente is at 4-over. T75 along with Zach Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Hideki Matsuyama is at 4-over. Jose Maria Olazabal is at 5-over. T82. Dunlap is at T82 at 5-over. Freddie Couples at 8 over is 87, and that's where we stand right now on the leaderboard at the Masters. Again, Tiger in the game will tee off at 8 a.m. today. Once they start to wrap up, then we will send out the round two morning tee times at around 10:30 this morning. Obviously, Lonzo and I will be like at home taking a nap by that point. But you can go home and watch the Masters. You have my full and entire permission. Let's get to item number two. Orenthal James O.J. Simpson passing away after a fight with cancer yesterday at 76 years of age, leaves behind a very complicated legacy. Of course, his time at USC, his time across the National Football League, made him an American football icon. Of course, then he went into acting, had comedy chops in acting for many years, did AJ. OJ, him too. Did O.J. Simpson. But then, of course, there was everything else. There was being connected to the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson. There was the armed robbery that took place in a Las Vegas casino hotel room. There was a lot to a very complicated legacy left behind by O.J. Simpson. What is your thoughts on the legacy this guy leaves behind? Because on one hand, as an athlete, he was obviously one of the most notorious and recognizable football players of all time. On the flip side, OJ did a lot of not great stuff afterwards. OJ did some stuff afterwards with at least the hotel room incident for which he was convicted. That is real bad. And then, of course, there is the murder rap. There is the fact that he was a suspect in the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and her husband. There was the fact that 30 years ago to the day that OJ passed away, I don't know how many of you remember it, I'm sure many of you, they broke into the NBA Finals because OJ Simpson was leading cops on a some speed chase in the white Bronco.
It was like 35 miles an hour or something like that. It was,
I remember that very well. I was only, I think 9 years old at the time. But I remember that. I remember them breaking into the NBA Finals for it. I remember it being a huge story. I remember the murder trial itself. Judge Ito was his name, if I recall correctly, who presided over that trial. I remember the glove. If the glove don't fit, you must acquit. Yet, they had OJ tying on in the courtroom an almost surgical glove over another glove, a set of gloves that had been soaked in blood, which of course contracts leather. I remember the celebrations among some and the disappointment amongst others. I remember learning that it wasn't so much the celebrations amongst the African-American community. It wasn't so much that OJ got off the hook as it was that they believed for the first time that the legal system treated an African-American with equal standing, that it wasn't a quick, easy conviction, that there was a very lengthy, difficult, intense trial to arrive at the conclusion. It wasn't a celebration that OJ was found not guilty. It was a celebration that the legal system actually allowed due process to play out. And despite the fact that, if you feel a certain way, despite the fact that after mistakes were made by the prosecution, which is part of the legal process, a black man in high standing was exonerated, rightfully or not, in a legal system, in a legal trial that many people felt was one of the first to actually be fair. It was an interesting time that O.J. Simpson and the murder trial brought into light. And of course, you juxtapose that with the icon status that he reached as a football player. Like I said, very, very interesting legacy left behind by one O.J. Simpson, passing away after a battle with cancer yesterday at 76 years of age. Once your thoughts on that, we will talk more about that later on in the radio broadcast. Let's get to item number three. Before I get to this, let me say, I don't think this is happening. I don't think it's reality. I don't think that it can happen. I assuredly do not think that it will happen. But it's still fun to talk about. And if you're not watching the live stream right now at facebook.com/thefanupstate, twitter.com/thefanupstate, or by searching The Rob Brown Show on YouTube and Twitch, you might want to do it right now. I'm not going to tell you why. I'll let you come find out. Yesterday, on the Deep Cuts podcast, the GOAT said he's open to coming back. Tom Brady was on the Deep Cut podcast that released yesterday. He was asked by the host of that podcast, a gentleman by the name of Vic Blends, whether he would pick up the phone in the event of an injury to come back and run QB one more time. Brady said, quote, "I'm not opposed to it." He said, "I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner of an NFL team. I'm always going to be in good shape. I will always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they would let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it," end quote.
Not news. He had the same attitude last year when all the quarterbacks, just about all of the quarterbacks, got hurt and no one called him. So, I mean, you know, this is a... Hey, remember me? If you need me. Although everyone did remember him last year and no one called him. So, I mean, you know.
Let's start with this. Tommy Boy, Tommy Touchdowns.
He's what, like 45 now? I mean.
Tommy Boy ain't coming back if it ain't for a ring. Okay, if Derek Carr goes down, if Bryce Young goes down, he ain't coming back to those teams. Tommy Touchdowns is coming back if Brock Purdy goes down, if Lamar Jackson comes down. Can I tell you the fever dream reality that I don't think I can try hard enough to manifest into reality? Tom Brady comes back after a Mahomes injury and carries the Chiefs to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Would be the greatest day of my life.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And something else that you said, which was the most far-fetched of anything said today, would be if Lamar goes down, they would bring – no, because that team would have to revamp everything to bring in Tom Brady. San Francisco, that makes sense. But Baltimore, no way.
So let me ask you this right now. Genuine question. I brought this up to kind of have some fun with it, to just enjoy it. But let me ask you this question. You are the other Harbaugh right now. Lamar Jackson goes down. It's week 16. You got one more game. You are, let's say, the 2 seed in the AFC. You're going to have to play a wild card round, a divisional round, and a championship round to get there. Lamar Jackson goes down in week 16. Your options right now to play alongside Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and Nelson Aguilar. Maybe Odell comes back, though I doubt it. But along with those guys, and Mark Andrews at the tight end spot. Along comes Tom Brady, you have these options. Josh Johnson, Malik Cunningham, or Tom Brady. Who are you trotting out in week 17 and through the playoffs?
All right, here's the thing that you're not taking into account. They could also draft a quarterback.
But right now, they don't. So right now, today, in our hypothetical,
I get your hypothetical.
Josh Johnson or Tom Brady.
It's not right now. It's week 17.
That's how hypotheticals work.
But in reality, they will have drafted a quarterback.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lonzo knowing the answer's Tom Brady.
The answer is
Tom Brady.
No, it's not, because they would not bring in a guy who doesn't fit the system.
So they're going to run Josh Johnson.
Yeah.
Tell me anything about Josh Johnson.
Whoever their backup is, the guy knows the system. You're not bringing in Brady. Like I said, San Francisco has a similar kind of offense that Brady could step into. If Baltimore asked him to come, he would not do it because he would know he couldn't function in that offense. I mean, just put all that hate stuff aside and talk about reality. Tom Brady's only going to come back in a situation where he can step in to on a team that he would be able to run. He could not run Baltimore's team.
First off, Jay could. Baltimore's not a running team.
There are a couple teams he would not fit into, and that is one of them. When a team is built around a mobile quarterback, whether he runs or not, there are plays or a lot of things that are put in because of the mobility of the quarterback. We know Tom Brady never mobile. So there is no way that it would work. The Kansas City? Yeah, he could go in and he could run that offense. They'd have to dumb it down a little bit for him, but he could run the offense.
Okay, then let's shift the hypothetical. I disagree. Baltimore is not an offense predicated on Lamar running. It is an offense that is predicated on the pass in which Lamar can run. But let's put that aside for a minute.
He is a mobile quarterback. I didn't say running. He's a mobile quarterback. Tom Brady, not.
Let's put that aside for a moment. Let's talk about your team just for the lulls real quick because this conversation is fun to me.
So when you get sleep, you just want to fight.
It's not a fight. It's
obviously,
a
I'm
question.
Feeling a little bit better, or I would just be getting beat down today.
Genuine question.
You might actually think you're beating me down today, but I think the majority of the victories today have been mine.
Of course, you think that. There's never been a day in your life you haven't thought that,
dude. There's a song that was written about me. It's called "Lonesome Loser." But anyway, go ahead.
Patrick Mahomes goes down. You have the option right now to lead just into the playoffs of Carson Wentz or Tom Brady. Who are you going with?
Whoever Andy Reid decides.
No.
And if Andy
Reid,
who
are you going with?
Right now, this moment couldn't happen because it's not in the NFL season.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, he knows the answer is Tom Brady. If you can trot out Tom Brady or Carson Wentz for the playoffs, the answer is Tom Brady. Even out of football for 2 years, the answer is
No, the answer is not Tom Brady. If Tom Brady was younger,
possibly. So the answer is Carson Wentz. You're going with Carson Wentz.
Yeah. I'll go with Carson Wentz because at that moment, going into the playoffs, Carson Wentz would have been in the system for an entire year. And he's an experienced quarterback, playoff experience. Went to Super Bowl, didn't he, with Philadelphia?
Yep.
So it's not like you're going to get a guy in there who's green and has no idea what he's doing. But you bring someone in who doesn't know the system, what you're saying is you have no confidence in the people that you have. And we got to see a backup quarterback win last year in the system. So I'm not – I don't –
Picking Tom Brady over Carson Wentz again, doesn't say anything about Carson
Wentz. So you're glossing over the fact
– about Tom
you're
Brady.
You're glossing over the fact that I said Tom Brady would fit perfect in San Francisco.
No, I'm glancing over the fact that I think it's hilarious that you would go with him in San Francisco, but he's not good enough for the Chiefs. I disagree fundamentally.
Well, that's your opinion. These are hypotheticals. Hypotheticals means it's about opinions and not facts.
I mean, yes, everything we do is opinion. Of course it's
That's not true.
Everything we do is opinion.
We also deal with facts, too.
If I'm Andy Reid and Patrick goes down in my quest for three. Tom Brady is getting the call over Carson Wentz. He's getting the call over Josh Dobbs in San Francisco. Absolutely, entirely, without a doubt. Texas said, of course the Chiefs would take Brady. Anyone would. Is Lonzo okay? Yeah, no, I know.
No. Lonzo realizes that Tom Brady's been out of football for 2 years, could barely move near the end of his career, and why would he come out of the booth after he just forced someone else out of the booth who was really, really good?
Could barely move, you know, when he won a Super Bowl in Tampa. Barely moving.
How many years ago was that?
Three.
Are you sure? Because you don't look certain.
You're making me question myself, which is not rare. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I have sports to get to, but I do have to ask this. You guys know that we share a text line with our sister station one door over. Don't panic. It's about food.
Wouldn't panic. I was prepared to have to defend.
No need.
Okay, all right.
No need. It's a question. Today is apparently National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Just want to point out, this isn't politics. Some people think that's all they talk about, but you go right ahead.
Today is National Grilled Cheese Day on Friday, April 12th, 2024. And they're obviously having that discussion right now, which, yes, that's what you do in radio. Sometimes you have something like that, you bring it up. And texters are now sending texts to that station about their favorite way to prepare a grilled cheese. And I am totally good with that. That's important. When we talk about things like this and you guys send me suggestions, I have, as a matter of fact, on the Tablet of Truth, an entire document that is just food ideas that you have sent me, places to go, recipes to try, et cetera, et cetera. And every now and then, when your boy's hungry, he goes, he pulls that document, he tries something. Well, one just got added to the mix. A texter writing about National Grilled Cheese Day said jalapenos and Colby Jack cheese, fantastic, absolutely.
Is it truly a grilled cheese if you were adding other things to it,
yeah,
other than the bread and the cheese?
Yeah, I would say just like a burger's a burger when you put pickles, onions, lettuce, tomato on it. Still a burger.
Okay, so as long as it's not meat.
I would say as long as it is a grilled cheese sandwich, the extra stuff, it is still grilled cheese, just with more stuff.
You can't put meat in there.
I'm fine with that if that's where we want to choose the line, but that's not the one that stood out to me. The one that stood out to me, because they're having that debate too, because apparently somebody just said, put turkey on your grilled cheese, and a texter said, I don't dare dispute you. However, as soon as you put turkey on it, it's no longer a grilled cheese, but a grilled turkey and cheese.
Yes, exactly.
All right, fine with that. Here's the text that got me. A texter said, before you close the bread, because you know you do the bread and butter on both sides, then you put the cheese in. Yeah, you butter. Yeah, you have.
It depends on how you make it. Okay, all right.
Grilled cheese, you butter the hell out of the bread. You put butter in the pan. You put the bread in the pan to let the bread and the butter grill together. You put the cheese in one side. You put the other side on top. You let it cook. You flip it over.
You only single cheese.
Oh, no, I put like three slices on
there. I was
going
to say the cheese is the star.
I want that stuff falling off.
There you go.
Texter said, before you go closed face, right? So, like, once you put the cheese on one side, and then you're going to put the other slice on top, and then you're going to cook it, flip it, let it cook another few seconds. Before you go closed face sandwich, to slather on mayo, and then close the mayo on top of the cheese inside the sandwich. And I will tell you that in the 39 years of my life, I've been eating grilled cheese because I have been eating grilled cheese as every good American has. Again, my entire life. I don't think once have I ever, nor have I ever considered slathering on the mayo during the cooking process or .. at all.
All right. I'm not a food snob. Or I am a slob.
I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah, I am.
Debatable. That,
but not a food snob. So if you want to put mayo on it, put mayo on it. I don't care.
No, no, no. I'm not against it.
Is it because it's hot? Is that bother you?
That's I don't know. Again, it's like many, many other foods in that sometimes you hear a combination that you just go, that doesn't sound like it works. Now, I will also tell you, I am the dude when it comes to food. I will try anything once. I'll try anything once. I've had cricket. I've had if you can think it, there's one exception, which is I will not eat liver. I can't do it.
Not even chicken liver?
Nope.
You haven't tried chicken liver?
Nope. Can't eat liver. Cow liver, chicken liver, pig liver, can't do it. Nice Chianti involved or not. Can't do liver. I don't know why. That's my hang up. I've eaten just about everything else. I'm good with all of it.
When you're extremely poor and your mom makes it for you, you go, yeah, give me some liver.
Well, then I thank the universe and all its applicable forces that I was never poor because it just feels gross. I know what a liver does. It's the dirtiest thing inside of you, okay? And that's true of everything that has a liver. So I can't do liver. Respectfully to those. My dad not even loved liver and onions.
Not even liver mush?
Nope. My dad loved liver and onions. It was like his go-to thing.
Did you ever ask him why? I mean, you know.
He just loved it.
As a science guy, did you go to him and say, hey, Dad, you know this? You know what this does? Why you, you know?
It wouldn't have mattered. That was his thing. Like if it was Dad's birthday and it was whatever Bob Brown Jr. wanted for dinner, we were having liver and onions. By we, I mean they, and I was going to bed hungry. All right? I couldn't do it as a kid, can't do it now.
You didn't have to sit at the table till you finished your food, but you were sitting there for like 3 days straight.
I would have sat there until I fell out of the chair.
Ain't nobody surprised.
So with that again, I'll eat anything else. All right? Anything else? I have never, it is not that I am against it. I just have never had mayo introduced to a grilled cheese sandwich, it doesn't
have you
sound.
Have you had mayo on a cheeseburger before?
Yes.
So you just take the hamburger out.
I mean,
that's basically what it is.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's something that jumps out at me as it doesn't click, right? Now, we've already, look at this. I got like three texts this whole show. I got seven in the last 2 minutes. Texter says, mayo, Bobby texts the show, said, mayo is amazing on grilled cheese.
I was going to say, it doesn't bother me. It sounds fine.
It's, again, I don't know that. I don't know what this reaction
is. I will say,
is.
When I have a hankering for grilled cheese, I want to taste the cheese. I think it's more about the hot, melty cheese than it is introducing something else. But if I was at someone's house and they made it and they put mayo on it, I'd be like, okay.
Texter said, mayo is amazing on grilled cheese. Texter said, mayo on outside is better than butter. Texter said, I use mayo instead of butter on grilled cheese. Also, I like bacon on my grilled cheese. I'm 100% fine with that.
But then it's not
bacon on the grilled cheese
once
works
you
for me.
Once you introduce meat, it's no longer about the cheese.
Texter said, pineapple and mayo sandwich, southern heaven. Pineapple and mayo?
Do you toast that? Because is the pineapple, is it fresh pineapple or is it out of a can? Because I would think the juice would mess with the bread if it's not toasted.
Texter said, mayo helps toast the bread. See, again, I'm not, for the record, I'm not pushing back on that. What I'm saying is, to me, butter to toast the bread, it's just the way, and you know me, I'm not this is the way it's done, therefore that's the way it's done, nothing's better. It's just that I've assumed, as butter has been the only way I've ever seen it done, that that's the best way to do it.
By the way, you can do it without any sort of cooking oil or butter if you have a sandwich maker, because you can just put it in the sandwich maker and you've made a grilled cheese.
Yeah, but
in seconds.
I want that melted butter taste
so
in
about,
the bread.
It's about the butter more so than the cheese.
No. It's not. Butter
the cheese is the cheese is a star here. I want to taste the cheese.
Correct, but butter is a supplement to it, right? I put butter on a lot of stuff. If I liked butter to be the star, I would just eat butter. But nobody just eat well. Some people eat butter. You need to stop, hit a treadmill. All right. Nobody just eats butter. But do I put melted butter on my lobster? You're damn right I do. when I make a steak? Do I baste it?
What a one percenter thing to say.
It's not 1%.
Yes, it is. Do I put butter on my lobster? You bet I do.
I'm sorry if you haven't gotten to the point where you can cook lobster at your house.
I've had lobster before. It's
amazing.
It's not that good.
Do I, when I make shrimp, which I do frequently, do I baste it in butter? You're damn right. When I cook a steak at the house, when I pan sear a steak at the house, I baste it in butter. It is the go-to. You go on the cast iron with the steak. You season it up real good. You throw a ton of butter down in the bottom of the cast iron. You sear the steak. Then you let the steak cook. And as it's cooking, you take a spoon and you just constantly throw butter on top of it. Butter is a supplemental flavor, not a primary flavor. So butter to toast bread gives you a good, nice crust on that bread, with some melted butter taste in the bread, but it does not take away from the flavor of the cheese it adds to it. And again, I don't know the answer to this. This is a genuine question, not a smartastic question. Does mayo not burn? So is it put mayo on the bread, then toast the bread mayo side down, like you're actually cooking the mayo into the bread like you do with butter? Because it feels to me like that mayo would burn. But I've never done it before, so I don't know. I'm intrigued by this. I'm going to have to text Mike Stathakis on this one. I'm going to have to get with Stax. Stax is my go-to Southern food
all
guy.
Right. I just Googled cooking with mayonnaise, and I only got part, you know, so you know people have looked it up. If you get part way and it's one of the things, one of the options, it can add moisture to a variety of baked goods as well as add great texture and flavor to many other dishes that might surprise you. Use it on a grilled cheese. Number one on the thing.
See, again, I'm...
You're not going to like number two. Mix it in chocolate cake. I told you.
Mix it in chocolate cake.
Mix mayo and quiche. Yeah, that's fine.
Quiche is fine.
Use it to coat chicken. So that's another way of sort of using it as a coating, as a baste. Add it to cake mix. Put it on corn. Mix it in. I've had it in mashed potatoes before. Bake muffins with it. I mean, think about, if you think about the base of mayonnaise, what's the base of it? It's eggs.
Yeah.
And people use eggs to coat things all the time.
Sure.
So
I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. We just got five texts. It does burn. It does not burn. It doesn't burn. It doesn't burn. It does not burn. It does not burn.
You know, I'm thinking,
five separate texts.
I'm thinking it probably doesn't burn.
Texter said garlic butter on steak is the best. I totally agree. That is one of the things that I would do. I will take the butter. I will melt the butter. I will put the butter in a bread processor or in a food processor with a garlic clove or two, and then just a little touch of pepper, blend it up, liquefy it, and then that's what I use to baste the steak. And that's the way to go. But again, I've never used the mayo to cook. That's wild. Texture said mayonnaise and banana sandwich. Ah.
All right, they're just getting weird now.
I mean, I believe this one. See, I'll say this. I'm a peanut butter and banana sandwich guy. What Southern Elvis-loving gentleman's not a peanut butter and banana sandwich guy?
Absolutely.
Love a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Have you had peanut butter and banana with a little syrup on it, though?
I have not. And I honestly wouldn't hurt to try it. All right? I'll try anything. But I've never heard, I'm not saying bad, I've just never heard of a mayo grilled cheese sandwich. That seems, I don't know, over the top. Again, I do have a text, fired off a text to Stathakis. We'll see if he checks in. We'll see if we get a fire back from him about this. He's my go-to guy. But I've never heard of that before. I've just always been a butter on the bread guy.
You know, this sounds like something Cole would do. Put mayonnaise on us. Yeah, it does.
For the record, I want you all to know, I'm trying it, okay? So if this is an elaborate prank, if there's like four of y'all going to work together and you're like, he'll never know, let's all four text him mayo on bread and screw with him. If my house burns down because mayo's flammable or something, it's on you. Because I'm going to try it now. I like mayo. I'm a mayo guy for sure. Just never heard of this before. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, got a few more sports stories we got to run through in this hour of the show. Did hear from Rashad, unfortunately, still on the weather, so he's not going to be able to join us on the show. We will catch back up with Rashad next week. Okay, Lonzo, Texter says Cole puts mayonnaise on corn. He admitted it on air. What?
Yeah, I just, so you weren't paying attention when I
you read said that's something Cole would do.
No, when I read the list of things cooking with mayonnaise, corn was one of the things.
No, that's fine. Cole does that.
Right. So he looks like that kind of guy. That's the reason why I thought maybe he did. I just sent him a text to ask about the grilled cheese thing. I'm not asking Diesel. He don't do that. Come on.
I don't think Diesel eats mayo.
No, I don't think he eats anything that that has crumbs because it would get in that beard.
Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Texter said, oh God, we got a ton of text. Texter said, Diesel said on air this week he puts mayo on the outside of a grilled cheese. Again, I'm all in. Texter said, mayonnaise on corn with some spice is the elite Mexican dish. Is that what makes street corn street corn? Does mayo go on street? I'm a big street corn guy. I don't love corn, but I love street corn.
All right. I asked Cole, would you eat a grilled cheese with mayo? He says, not preferably, but if it's the only option, yes.
See, I kind of feel like that's where I'm going to end up. Like, I'm still going to like butter better. But I still might try. I might accept it as an alternative. Texter said Duke's Mayo just came out with a line of barbecue sauces, and there is a Carolina mustard one that I use on some smoked chicken. Dear God, all caps. Yeah, I'm trying that.
Wow,
immediately.
The cult follower in you just almost had an orgasm.
Yeah.
Or maybe he did.
Yeah, that sounds incredible. Quote, Diesel definitely eats mayo. He's basically a Duke's Mayo spokesperson. He's not. No, that's my gimmick. All right. That's my gimmick.
No, that's,
you don't get to take that from me.
That started with Diesel, from what I understand.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you and Mark were brought into the cult.
Into the cult.
Yes. Whereas I am not. I recognize the cult. I'm on the outside trying to help you people get out. If you want out, you contact me. I'll help you get out of the Duke cult. I can do that.
Texter said, mayo on grilled cheese, yes. Mayo and chocolate cake batter, yes. Makes it more moist. That's from Dale. Yeah, I guess I got some food experiments to do. Texter says, Cole also admitted he dips Lay's potato chips in ketchup like a 12-year-old.
First of all, I think if you judge someone and say, you're not an adult, you sound less of an adult yourself. Do what you want to do with your food. I mean, don't sleep with it because that's weird. But if you eat it however you want to eat it, who cares? It all goes down the same.
Okay, let's go with this. First off, so you're admitting there is a line. We just got to find it.
Well, you don't want to be intimate with your food. Yeah. Yeah, you don't.
I don't know. I've had some pretty good chocolate cake.
Okay. All right.
I've had some pretty good cake. They made a whole movie called American Pie that revolved around one joke. So you never know. I am going to go with... Yes, I love Cole. That's my guy. Cole called me at 9:30 last night, and I wasn't even mad at him. That's how much I love Cole.
Wait, do you answer the phone?
If you call me, I'll answer. If you text me, it's not a guarantee. You call me, I'll answer. Love Cole. Cole can call me at 9:30 night. Not mad at him for it. But I'm absolutely going to say dipping potato chips in ketchup is a kindergarten move.
Again, the more you say that's not an adult move, it makes you look like less of an adult. It don't matter. Eat the food how you want to eat it. You're not the arbiter of food. The arbiter is in Michigan, okay? Stop with the arbiter stuff. Do you when it comes to food. Just don't do the food. That's just weird.
Do not dip your chip. Why even eat the chips? Just put ketchup on a spoon and down the hatch.
All right, by the way, we can add ketchup to the thing that Rob hates. What is the acceptable use of ketchup?
Burger.
Okay.
Hot dog. I'm a ketchup on every dog I eat guy.
Okay, steak?
No.
You say no.
No.
Which is, again, this is the one percenter thing. I think that's part of the problem.
That's not a one percenter thing.
This is a guy who's, you know, grew up in a steakhouse.
No. You know what it is? You know who puts ketchup on steak? People who think flank steak is good steak. That's who puts ketchup on a steak.
Poor people.
Sure.
Yeah. Like what I was growing up.
I mean, if that's how you want to take it.
When I think of steak, I think ketchup because we very rarely had it. So when we did, you had to use some ketchup because it wasn't the best tasting steak. And it had nothing to do with how well it was cooked. It had to do with the cut of the meat and the fact that we couldn't afford anything else. And that's not me going, oh, look at me. I was poor and Rob was rich. Comparatively, it's the truth.
That's fine. You understand why it's a poor person's steak. Because it's bad.
Thank you, Ray Ray. You do you, man. I do not go to eat and go, what would Rob do? I mean, if I get to that point, I need to retire.
No. It shouldn't be what should Rob do. It's what should be done.
No,
and ketchup on steak should not be done.
You are the only person that I know that just wants to hurt someone when you hear them say they
hurt
do
anybody.
That.
I'm a pacifist. I'm liberal of the woke warrior. Dude, I don't want to hurt anybody.
I've seen the violence in your eyes.
I just want you to know.
There's a few things that causes it to well up.
I just want you to know that you're wrong. I don't want to hurt you. I just want you to know you're wrong and have bad taste. That's all. That's all.
It's a good thing the Boo Box no longer exists because you'd be dipping your chips in some wonderful ketchup.
Ugh, gross.
Well, we'd make it worse.
Gross.
It'd be catsup, not ketchup.
Texter said, I've heard the chocolate shop uses mayo in their cookie recipe, and that's why they're so good. Don't know if true, but I always wonder. From what the text is telling me, mayo in baked goods makes it fluffier. And listen, if I have a chocolate chip cookie, I want that thing to break when I pick it. Not break, not like shatter, not like crumble. I want to pick it up and it's like it falls in half and it just kind of droops in half. Like my bacon. It just droops in half. Big old soft cookie.
Yeah. Okay.
And if mayo makes the cookie softer, I am all in for that.
If it's flaccid, it's for Rob.
Texter said, Rob, what about chips and salsa? What's the difference? Salsa's not ketchup,
it's
my dude.
It's tomato-based, just like ketchup is.
Let me tell you this. If your salsa is just diced tomatoes, you don't have salsa. You're eating tomato. Salsa is chilies and peppers and a mix of things and spices and flavors, not cut-up tomatoes.
But if it doesn't have tomatoes in it, is it salsa?
No.
Okay.
But it's not, if it's just tomatoes, it's also not salsa. Or at least it's not good salsa. Then you got bad salsa. That's bad too.
There is bad salsa out there.
100% there's bad salsa. I will eat no salsa before I eat bad salsa. It's a fact.
You know, when you roll up to a Mexican restaurant and you want mild and they basically bring you tomato sauce, you haven't done that before? I've seen that happen a few times.
That's bad. That's bad salsa. You just want to, so just say, can you bring me a tomato, please? Just bite on a tomato because that's all you're doing. Just eat a tomato. I don't even have a problem with that. My dad, again, my old man, used to slice tomatoes and eat it with salt and pepper. That's what you want, and that's okay.
That's good, especially if it's fresh out the garden. Got to make sure you clean it first. But yeah.
I grow tomatoes. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But you know what I do with my tomatoes? I also grow peppers and make good salsa. Like a person with taste.
I have heard tell for years about all this good stuff that you supposedly make, and you say you're going to bring stuff in, and you never do.
I will bring you salsa this year. I go.
You said that last year too.
Texter said Lonzo is the Leia Remini of mayonnaise.
I am.
Texter said ketchup on steak is a crime against humanity, similar to ketchup on eggs. I have less of an issue.
Uh-oh. Look at this.
I have less of an issue with ketchup on scrambled eggs.
Oh, no.
To a point.
Oh, no.
If you turn it into ketchup with eggs, then you lose me.
Wow.
If you like, you just give it a little touch, just a little condiment touch, just a little pop. I'm good with that, but that's about it. Texter is corn salsa is salsa and doesn't have tomatoes. Texter said, Rob, ketchup on a hot dog, but not on potato chips. When did you become a communist?
Can we go to break, comrade?
Sports Flash.
Yesterday on the Deep Cut Podcast, 7-time Super Bowl champion and 5-time NFL MVP Tom Brady said, yeah, I changed the story. He wouldn't be opposed to a return to football if a team needed a short-term solution for an injured quarterback. He wanted me to put GOAT. I'm not doing that. Brady also said his plan to become an owner is still in motion and that he looks forward to becoming a broadcaster this season. Pittsburgh Penguins star Sidney Crosby is writing his name all over the NHL's history books and did it again yesterday. Crosby became just the 14th player in league history to record 1,000 career assists and 10th all-time leading scorer in a 6-5 overtime win over Detroit. Crosby is only the 7th player to record 1,000 assists with one franchise. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a lot of fun. Wire to Wire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.